Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
One of the things that I was recently asked was, how do you go about finding and doing what you love? And here's the misconception that a lot of people have, right? You'll listen to somebody who's doing something that you want to do, and they will perhaps try to sell you on this pipe dream that you can do this overnight, or that they can get you to where they are in 90 days or less. And I'll tell you that before you invest money into a program, you need to invest in your mindset to make sure that you believe that it's possible. Otherwise, what will happen is that you will regurgitate somebody else. You will not be authentic. It will only be a matter of time before your character is found out, if that makes sense. You know, there's a lot of programs that I invested in over the years, and it was a plug and play model, which is cool. But for me, I couldn't get down with it because it was not me. It just wasn't, it didn't sound like me, it didn't feel like me, it didn't look like me. And I was just like, man, like I can't do it. And so the question was asked, how do I go about finding the thing that I'm passionate about? How do I find, you know, and do the things that drive me as a person? Now, here's the deal. In order to find how to do what you love or find what you love, you got to do a lot of things that you hate. Okay. Let's just be honest. I was having a conversation with somebody and, you know, they're like, well, how did you find that speaking and training people was your passion, or that it was your purpose, that it was your calling? And, you know, it was funny because I said, how I found out about coaching and speaking and doing the things that I do now was by going through a problem in my life. Many of you probably don't know this, but you know, I was a brand new commissioned officer. I was newly married and we were having our first son, and I was completely lost. I was struggling professionally and personally, and I didn't know which side was up. And when I went to my boss or to my leadership and said that, hey, you know, I'm struggling personally and it's affecting me professionally, they said, well, just focus on being a nurse. And they said, and by the way, you're deploying in 2 weeks. And so I got deployed while my wife was pregnant with our second son. And it was like then and there that I figured out that if I'm going to change my life, it's going to have to be through me. Like, I'm going to have to figure this out. Nobody's going to help me if I can't help myself. And that's where, you know, somebody gave me the book, The 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth by John Maxwell. And I read that book while I was on deployment, and I wanted to know, like, how do I find out more? And so when I got home, I went to his website and I looked at it, and they were having a call on, you know, leadership and development. And at that time, John was launching his coaching program where he was certifying people to coach as a John Maxwell speaker, coach, and trainer. Now, at that point, I had no intention on speaking in front of people. In fact, I was so nervous to do so that I was like, absolutely not. I will not do this to go speak in front of crowds and audiences. Because here was the deal. If I was going to do that, I would be out of congruency because my life was screwed up. How am I going to go help people and screw their life? Right? And so my thought was, if I could just get around people like John Maxwell, people who are ahead of the game, you know, a little further along than I am, then maybe I can learn something that can change my life. And so that's what I did. I got on a call and I was like, you know, I remember sitting and we were in a Sweet Frog in the parking lot of Sweet Frog in San Diego, California. And I was sitting with my wife in the car and she was pregnant. We were getting ready to deliver our little one. And I told her, like, I need to do this program. Like, I need to be around these type of people. I need to be around people who are driven by faith, family, and impact. And I need to be around somebody like John Maxwell. At that time, I didn't have the money. I was struggling financially. I was struggling in every area of my life. And I pulled out a card and I swiped it and I got into mentorship. And as I continued to grow myself, I realized that my journey could help a lot of people. And it took for me to get over the shame and guilt and the frustration of a past that wasn't desirable. I never wanted to share with people like my struggles because they saw me as this person who, quote unquote, looks successful. And I was like, there's no way. They're not going to respect me. They're not going to like me. And it was completely opposite. The more and more you share about yourself, the more and more people realize you're just a person. And then they say, man, if he can do it, so can I. Right. And so this journey went from, you know, being miserable in my time as a nurse to finding out that I needed to do something. I needed to find somebody who can mentor me and help me grow. And then I had to grow and get past my limiting beliefs and my self-image and my self-esteem issues. Right. And then I started speaking for free. And I did it for like 2 years. And every time I spoke, I just felt so much more energy. I felt so much more alive. I had so much joy and fulfillment from having people that said, man, what you shared helped me get through a dark time. And it was cool because, you know, I was just trying to help me. And so I say this because, you know, the person asked me, like, I don't know if it's right for me. Like, you're not going to know until you do it. You're not going to know if what you want to do is going to be fulfilling or not until you do it. And to get to doing what you love, you have to do a lot of things that you hate. That's point number one. I had to go and get commissioned as a nurse to find out that that wasn't for me. And I'm a nurse by trade, but I will never go back to nursing. And maybe it's because of that one instant, because that's a group of people that I was around that didn't value family. They didn't know how to help me because they were in the same boat. And I told myself, I'll never do that again. No. And that's why I got into education and training. So let me try this route. And I love it. I love education and training. I love sharing experiences and leadership with people. But I had to go through the things and find out that I didn't like them to get to the things to realize that I love this. And as I continued to grow me, I started building the belief that I could grow other people. And so you have to think about that too. Before you go and think about making money, you need to start thinking about creating the mindset that's going to be congruent with what you're saying. Because if you don't, people will recognize it. They will feel it. They will feel your inauthenticity. They will feel that you're full of crap. And for 2-3 years, you know, I signed up for the John Maxwell team in 2015, 2016. I didn't start speaking in front of audiences until 2018. That was 3 years of building me. Because I can't take people where I've never been. But how many times have you seen people out there who are helping people that can't even help themselves? They're sharing a message that they're not living. And so for you, you have to understand that in order to find out what you love to do, you have to go through and do the things that you hate doing. That's number one. Number two, you need to cultivate a mindset that is grounded on belief. Because your belief will drive your behavior. And how you build your belief is by solidifying the proof that you can by doing things every single day. How are you growing yourself every day so that you can grow other people? How are you building your confidence in communicating every day so that you can communicate with people and speak from conviction so that they are convinced of you as a leader? Many people, you know, are scared to public speaking, and that's okay. But for you to sit here and think like, well, Anthony, I just want to turn on the camera like you and start speaking like you. Well, let's see, it's been 6 years now and I do it almost every day. I put in the reps. Was I always good? No, I still got a lot of work to do. But if I share with you the first time that I got on stage, it was in my class. I think I shared this with you. I got in my speech class. It was a prerequisite for a degree I was getting. And I had to give a talk for 2 minutes in front of 10 people. And I got into about 45 seconds of the talk and I ran out of the classroom. The teacher felt so bad, she gave me a withdrawal instead of a failure. She brought me my backpack because I left it in the classroom. I was so nervous. And I was like, man, I'll never do that again. And you know, I look back at that now and I'm like, wow, that's 10 people for 2 minutes. I've spoken for 45 minutes in front of thousands of people. And I'll tell you, I had to get back up and do it again. You see, I looked at that moment as a moment of failure, but it wasn't failure. It was a moment to learn about myself. And what I learned was that fear and excitement, they have the same emotion. was I really afraid or was I really excited? Because when I went to go speak on stage, I got flown to, I believe it was Arizona. I went to Arizona and I spoke on stage, and I felt the same feelings coming up because there was an audience of people who were building businesses and the speakers were all millionaires and making a lot of money and all this stuff. And here I was just a guy speaking about character and leadership. And I started feeling that little feeling again that I had that, you know, back in the day when I ran off the stage and I said, am I really afraid right now? And come to find out, I was really excited, but I had the same emotions and I didn't know the difference between fear and excitement. And I finally had to tell myself, like, dude, there's nothing to be afraid about. You're excited because you're about to change people's lives. And then that moment I realized that, man, I love doing this. And so I continued to do it. And I did it for free for a long time. And I got so good that people are willing to pay me. So there you go. So you know, point number three would be do the things that you are passionate about, that you love, that you find joy in, and do them so well that people say, man, how much do you charge? And then get to the point where people say, you should be charging more. You know, my coaching clients are probably watching this right now in Elite 360 Academy. You know, they tell me all the time, you're not charging enough money. And I'm like, good. That's exactly where I want to be because I always want to over deliver. You see, one of the other things that, you know, the next point I will give you is once you get so good, I want you to be so good that you over deliver, that you leave people wanting more. You leave people saying, man, like I got a good deal here. That's the number one strategy in business. How do you make it a win-win situation? Even in leadership with those you lead or those you love, how do you make it a win-win? By over-delivering every time. And I'll be the first to tell you, like, hey, if it's not a match, I'll give you money back. No big deal. Like, you, no questions asked. Because I do this because I love it, because it drives me, because it energizes me. Making a difference in the lives of those I lead and those I love is my mission. And if you're in this group and you're watching this, whether it's the replay or live, or if you're on the podcast, listen to this podcast, chances are you're trying to do the same thing. So you have to get good first. Then you have to over deliver. You have to put in the rep so that you get the results. People are not going to buy what you do. They buy who you are. So my question for you is, who are you willing to become? Who do you need to become before you can have influence, impact, and then income? See, most people have a different, you know, reverse. They think I need to make more income so that I can have influence, so that I can have impact. You need to influence people first, have an impact, and then you will get the income. You see, when you have influence in the lives of those around you, you build significance. And significance is different than success. Significance says that when Anthony's gone out of this world, and whenever his time is up, there's going to be a void in some people's lives because I have been there and having been in their life. But the opposite of that is just having gone through this life selfishly, not serving anybody. And when you're gone, people might remember you, but what would they remember you for? I want to be that person that when I'm gone, people are thinking, man, Anthony was a good man. He helped so many people. I remember that one time I met him and he changed my life. That's where I want to have the impact. I want to have the significance, because if you get significance in the lives of those around you, then that's when you build success. Success is the byproduct of the significance that you have. So whatever it is that you're out to do, right? The last thing I'll tell you is even if you're starting over, you're not starting from scratch. Remember that. You're building on the things that you have learned along the way. So it's important for you to, when you go for this new endeavor, whether it's a new job, whether it's a new business, whether you're trying to get into, you know, creating a program that's going to help people, or you're getting into a new endeavor. You're just like, you know what? I'm tired of my old job, my old career, my old situation. I'm starting over. Well, no, you're not. What I want you to do is take time to reflect on just how much you've learned over the last few years. You know, when I get ready to retire from the military, I'm not just starting over. I'm building on 20 years of experience. And it's foolish for me to say, well, you know what? I don't really want to do anything with the military. Well, those are the stepping stones to get me a little bit higher. And so don't let those past experiences go to waste. Use them as stepping stones to reach for as high as you can. Use that as leverage to get to those positions, because you're going to find yourself in situations where you're going to say, man, I've been here before, and how did I do this before? And so you're never really starting over. You're building upon past experiences. And so you have to pause and let that growth catch up to you so that you can extract those lessons. So when they happen again, or when you get the opportunity again, you are able to use those experiences as compounding interest. Most people look at, you know, a new relationship, a new career, a new a business as I have to start over. I'm starting over. Like, no, you're not. You're building on a past experience. So just keep it in that context. The last thing, I know I said this before, but the last thing I really want to share with you in this conversation I had, you know, when you get clear on what you want, you make decisions that are pushing you towards that desired outcome. Most people don't get what they want in life because they're not clear on what they want. They're so focused on what they don't want. And then they're always, you know, wondering how it always shows up. Well, this always happens to me. Well, you haven't got clear on what you do want. You haven't got clear on the things that you desire. You're so focused on the things that you don't want that that's why you're still getting it. But when you get clear on what you do want, it's interesting because the universe, God, whatever you believe in, it moves towards you. My family and I were out to dinner the other night, and we took the kids bowling, and we went to have some tacos at this little restaurant, and there was a live band playing, you know, a little music and acoustic guitarist. And this family behind us were having a good time. It was two men and their wives. And we got to talking, and, you know, they were the head coach for a big 6A football team out here in San Antonio. And he said, man, would you come and talk to our students at our next home game? And I was like, absolutely, I will. He's like, you will for real? I'm like, that's what I do. Like, this is what I love to do. Like, absolutely, I'm there. You tell me when. He said, man, he said, you know, just 20 minutes, you come to the locker room before the game, give them a talk, share your story, share some nuggets with them. He's like, and you and your boys and your family, y'all can come on the field. We'll get them jerseys. We'll set them up, and y'all could be on the field for the game. I was like, wow, how cool would that be? My little ones, man, they'd be ecstatic as they're learning about sports right now. How cool would that be to be on the sideline Friday Night Lights for Texas football? But you see, I didn't go there telling people what I did. I didn't go there, you know, introducing myself as some, you know, Tony Robbins or anything like that. I put it out into the universe a long time ago. And as I show up and start meeting people, it has a weird way of connecting you to being able to say, how can I serve you? And what was even crazier, and this goes for any of you that are building a business or looking to make an impact. His wife said, do you have social media? I'm like, yeah, go to my Instagram. And she went and looked, she's like, oh my God, like, babe, look at this. And she started showing her husband the Instagram and all the videos that I do, all these lives and stuff like this. She goes, he is a speaker. I'm like, well, no crap. You see, I was putting in these reps long before the results and the opportunities come. So what are you waiting for? The opportunity is not going to come until you're prepared. And if it does come and you're not prepared, you're going to miss it. And so this opportunity came, and I've been preparing since 2016 for this. I was made for this. I was built for this. And now that opportunity came, here's my Instagram. She's like, oh my God. So her husband, the head coach, the assistant coach, their kid, everybody starts following me. And they're like, wow, this guy actually knows what he's talking about. Like, he's living, like, he's talking, like, that's what he does. And it was a no brainer. Like, I didn't have to sell myself or be some kind of scammy, spammy dude. Like, hey, I'll come talk to your kids and I'll do it for free. And then guess what? As a result, my family gets to be there with me, and then they get to share the perks. And that means more to me than anything in the world. My little boys being on the sideline for a football game, like, that's awesome. You can't put a price on that. And so you have to think about this, guys. Like, are you looking to serve people, or are you looking to be served? Because the people that are looking to serve people will always get opportunities. Those who are looking to be served, if they do come, they will never get those opportunities again, because it will be felt that it's all about me. I want you to get in the mindset of, what could I give? Not what do I want to get, but what could I give? There's a book called The Go Giver, and it's an amazing book. It's somewhere in my office here. I'm looking around. But it's called The Go Giver, and it talks about this mindset, because when you have your heart set on service, there's seeds to be sown everywhere you step. And people can feel that from you, that you're a genuinely good person who's looking to give more than they take. And when you do that, you will always get more than you ever imagined. I think it was Zig Ziglar that said this, you know, help enough people get what they want, you can have anything that you want. And that's the secret to success. help enough people, become significant in the lives of those you lead and those you love. And as a result of being the significant, success will chase you. And, you know, and there's been times where I said, you know, I don't want to speak no more. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of turning on this camera. I'm tired of the podcast. I'm tired of doing this. Like, it's just, it's too much. And it's funny because every time I say that, all of a sudden more speaking engagements come up, more opportunities show up. And I'm like, dang it. Thank you, God. You know, thank you for holding me accountable for what I said I wanted. Because even when I want to quit, I can't, because I know there's people out there who are waiting for me to show up. And the same thing goes for you. There's people waiting for you to show up. There's people waiting for you to step into your purpose, to your calling, to your potential. And so when are you going to show up? One question I always ask myself is, who loses if I do not win? Who loses if I do not win? If I do not show up today because I don't feel like it, then who do I let down? Who do I risk not helping? It's more than just me. It's more than just you. And so you have to get over yourself so that you can get through to people. And when you do that, people understand, like, man, this guy, this gal, they're for real. And it builds trust. And when you build trust, that's the number one ingredient for leading people. There's three questions people want to know from you, especially as a leader. Can I trust you? Can you help me? And do you care? It's not in the words that you say. It's not in how you say it. It's how you show up every single day. Consistency breeds confidence. Confidence breeds congruency. Congruency between your words and your actions builds conviction. Nobody will ever be convinced in you and your ability to help them, to serve them, until you have been convicted in yourself as a leader. When you speak with conviction, when you lead with conviction, when you show up with conviction, only then will people be convinced that you're the person to help them. Hey guys, thank you for stopping by today. As always, if you found value in the episode, please share it with somebody. And as always, we'd appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast. If you're looking to apply these principles and practices further in your life, then I encourage you to join a group of like-minded individuals in the Lead 360 Facebook group. The link is in the show notes below. As always, remember, live, learn, and lead.